listening to the Lifted Life podcast. We created the show to help you live a lifted life.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back. It's episode 34 of the Lifted Life show. And today we're talking all about abundance. And I'm going to have to give some mad props because this was the first ever episode idea that came out of Mr. Lifted, because usually I'm the idea lady. And I said, look here, you're going to need to step it up. I'm going to need you to give me some show ideas. And he performed and he said one word, how about abundance? And here we are now. So since this is your show, Tim, take it away. What does abundance mean to you, and why do people need to consider this?
I think we can start with the story of, I think we were hanging out with some friends and you decided to make the comment that you never say,
I can't afford something.
I can't afford something. And honestly, I think the first time I heard you say that amongst friends, I was kind of taken back. Like, what do you mean? There's a list of things I can tell you that we can't afford.
Ooh, just even hearing you say that makes me cringe. I don't say it, though. I mean, you can literally ask the people, literally people. You can ask the folks that I hang out with. And regardless of which store I'm at or which thing looks cool and pricey, I won't say I can't afford that. I just don't. It's not.
Well, I think what sparked the whole thing is when we were talking, I think the other morning about it, is that I think I finally realized what you mean by that, or from your point of view, what you mean by that. Like, literally, I took it very literally. Like, there's X number of things that
have X number of price tag that maybe we don't have that X number in our bank currently.
Correct. But I think what I got from what you mean by that is, then go find a way to get it.
Right. And also,
and by saying I can't afford that, you're
blocking.
Literally blocking that I can't get that.
Right. Instead of the question, which I like and prefer, is how can I afford that, or how can I buy that? And a lot of times we'll think of ways and then we're like, oh, heck no, that's too much work. So don't you see, it's not that you can't, it's that you won't.
Or I choose not to.
But let's go back to that story and the friends we were with and the nervous laughter that you had and the way these friends were looking at you like, oh, I'm sorry, man, because she probably just spinning you out of the house and home.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I didn't take it that way.
That's totally how I took it. They're like, oh, my, she's a gold digger and she's just gonna, there's nothing I can't afford.
Yeah.
No, it's about language. It's about the feeling you create. It's
about energy.
Yeah, it's about all of those things. And it's about empowerment. So I refuse to settle into this mindset that I can't anything. It irritates me. In fact, someone telling me I can't kind of makes me want to. But honestly, I do love that story. I'm sure we'll loop back to it again somehow. But I just want to point out that we're not even talking about just money when it comes to abundance. Money and the way you talk about money is one area that you can create or cultivate an abundance mindset, but it's really about how you see the whole world. If you're constantly saying, I don't have enough time, then you are in a scarcity mindset. Yeah. Not enough equals scarcity. Oops, just bumped my mic. So we're talking about making this shift from scarcity to abundance. I like to illustrate topics like this with a coin that has two sides, heads and tails. Abundance is on one side, scarcity is on the other. In some area of your life, if you have a scarcity mindset that there's not enough blank, it may be money, it may be time, it may be energy, it may be ideas, creativity, artistic talent, smarts, whatever it is that you don't think there's enough of, you have embodied a scarcity mindset. And we're lovingly inviting you today to consider what it might look like to step into an abundance mindset in that area.
I like to think about it a different way, because I think...
Of course you do.
Of course I do, because I'm not you. I have a hard time with abundance sometimes, but I like to go down to just the root level of energy. Like, I think everything starts with energy. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a stretch to say energy is not, or it's not created nor destroyed. Like, I think everyone kind of knows that, or has heard that at some point in their life.
We can repeat it. We don't always know exactly what it means.
But I think most people find that is true.
Yeah.
So then it's fair to say that there's an abundance of energy. Like, you're not going to run out of energy. Mm-hmm. Okay, physically you'll get tired, but in this universe, we're not going to run out of energy. It just keeps getting cycled through and through. And I think that's how I see abundance, is it's a cycle. It's something that you're observing moving by you. Mm-hmm. So money's that way. Money's a flow. It's you spend money, you get money. That cycle, that flow is abundance to me.
And where does money come from?
Other people's bank accounts.
Boom. So yeah, I totally agree. It's a cycle. And what we're wanting to kind of invite you to think about is that it's a cycle, but that's even how we're choosing to think about it. And so when you think about any area of your life that you want to create more abundance, like, how can people create more?
Yeah, I guess that's where I'm going with that, is that that's why I think people stick with abundance, or why I get stuck with abundance, is when you think about it as a cycle, and it is actually limitless. Like, everything is limitless when you think about it in cycles instead of accumulation.
Yeah,
if you think linear. About, like, yeah, if you think about, no, I need to get all of it so it'll be abundant. That's not what they're saying. They're saying it's a flow.
Right, and you're blocking the flow when you start to exactly. get into this accumulation exactly. model.
Yeah.
Well, and also on my note here, I really wanted to bring up a couple things. One is just this idea of the definition of abundance is a very large quantity. But I don't really love that, and that's not what we're really talking about.
I think it's where you get stuck when you start dealing with accumulation quantities.
Yeah.
I think that's where it gets
so hard. When I think of abundance, I think of plenty. There's plenty. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of time, plenty of money, plenty of energy, mm-hmm. plenty to go around, plenty for everyone, plenty for me, plenty for you. And additionally, I like to think about this idea that we don't actually see the world the way it is. We see it the way we've been perceiving it. And so at any point that you want to shift towards plenty or more than enough, then you can begin to give that to your mind as a task to focus on. So because if you've been dealing with this feeling of scarcity, the other side of the coin of abundance, it's because that's what you've been putting out. And so if you decide to feel more abundant in the area of time, money, energy, creativity, whatever area that you decide, what you appreciate appreciates. And so you want to intentionally say, this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for proof or evidence that I have plenty of time. One way that people do this, I lovingly suggest you do a time tracker. Some people say do every 30 minutes. So let's say you wake up at 7 a.m., 7:30, 8, 8:30, 9. But I would actually invite you to do it by 15-minute increments, because 30 is just too much wiggle room. You could pick up your phone for 20 minutes of that and then do your task in 10 minutes and slide away without writing that you're on your phone. So I recommend, if you want to evaluate how much time you have, because if you say, oh, I don't have enough time, there's never enough time, do a time tracker and see what you're actually spending your time on. Or, you know, that's not for everyone, but what you appreciate appreciates. So what are you intentionally wanting to do with your time and to put all of your energy towards that? So a couple of tips. Yeah. So what were your, you know, we were talking about how do we help people move towards abundance versus scarcity? And I mean, I use that illustration of a coin, but you said you didn't really see it quite that way, but.
I see it in flow, in flows and cycles.
Okay. So
for me, that's the best way to, cause I get stuck on choosing my words carefully here. What's true, what's real, what's useful. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't feel possible to me to be able to get all the money, to be abundant in money. I have all the monies in my account. Like, that doesn't make sense. And that wouldn't even work. If I had all the money in my account, then no one else would have money, and then no one would exchange with me, you know. Right. It doesn't work like that. It's a flow. It has to be a flow to be abundant.
Give and receive.
Yeah.
Ebb and flow.
Cycle.
Take. Flow. Yeah. Give. Yeah. But that's just within the area of money. What about in other areas that you might feel strapped?
But it applies to everything. But
time.
For some reason, money's so easier for me to think about.
Right. Because there's numbers. What about time, though? If you don't feel like you have enough time, there's a lot of things you want to do and you're not doing.
Man, time's a hard one, because a lot of people argue time's not real. It's a perception that we create to make meaning of our life. And a lot of people think time's not real. So
I know, but then we need to do time. That's the thing. I think a lot of people are sitting around saying, no, I just don't have enough time, Tim.
Okay. Maybe I can do time. I think I've chosen to not say I don't have time. Like, you've recommended to me multiple times, say I'm behind, I don't have time. I choose to spend my time on this. And I think, me personally, from my own experience, I would happily spend 8 hours just working my ass off just so I can say I made use of my time. But if I go back and look at it, probably 2 hours, maybe even less, maybe 15 minutes was super efficient. And the rest was just...
Now, when you say working, let's clarify. You're not in the yard. You're talking about programming, right?
I'm talking about programming, but...
Okay. Well, it's just important to note because you're in the flow state for some of that.
Yeah, but I think there's a fair argument that if I spent an hour doing something very fun that I enjoy, then go do my work, which in this case, we'll talk about programming, I could probably get a lot done in an hour and go back and do something fun for another 2 hours and come back and I get the same amount of work done in an 8 hour block, or as far as efficiency and quality, get the same amount of done, but only physically work on my programming for maybe 2 hours.
Right. But I still think you're falling prey to this idea that work isn't fun. You're categorizing one thing as fun and one thing as work.
Explain how to have time and abundance.
Right. But what if time and abundance is to aspire to being in the flow state, whether it's work or play, quote unquote? To me, that is the true abundance. Is
I agree.
The time freedom, right?
The ultimate goal is to stay in flow 24/7, but that's hard.
I don't know. I actually don't know if I agree with the ultimate goal of it being 24/7, because we have to experience some contrast. Mm. And so if you don't have the contrast, and then when you're out of flow, if you see it as a bad thing, and then it's harder to get back into it. And so I wouldn't say like, oh, the ultimate goal is that.
I did finish Stealing Fire, which is a book about flow.
Okay. So you are the expert. Who am I?
In this small room, I am the expert on flow.
Except for you just said something which is totally false in my experience.
So now you're the expert.
Okay. So we're talking about abundance. It's not just about money. It's not just about time. It's about any area of your life that you are struggling in and you want to shift your perspective. And so it's about shaping your worldview. It's about understanding that the way you see things now is based on the way you have been thinking. But at any point, if you change the intention, if you change the direction of your mind and say, this is what I'm wanting to look to find more of, plenty, I'm wanting to see plenty in the world, then we can do it at any point. That's the cool gift of having this human mind and being this human on this globe.
I think back when you were talking about what appreciates, what you appreciates. I think that's probably the whole topic that we could talk on, but there's a lot to say about, you know, when you appreciate something, the amount of energy that you get for doing that and how it compounds on itself, and then you can find more. That's something I'm not 100%.
Well, you're talking about, it sounds like momentum too. Like the compounding is a form of momentum.
Yeah, but I think appreciation specifically is something that's like a superpower, that if you can do that and do that well, I think that serves.
Well, there you go. Okay. So I was pulling up a review, which I love to highlight each week on the podcast. And if you're in our Lifted Life group, then you know we had a little bit of a run-in with kind of a not so nice review who basically said, I didn't even try this probiotic because I found out that they're a mom and pop company and the idea of them handling this live bacteria just makes me squeamish, or something like that. And that led me on a whole new marketing rampage of, hey folks, we're not making the probiotics in our bathtub. We have a good manufacturing practices certified facility that is also an FDA approved facility. In fact, my main point of contact is always letting me know, oh, the FDA swung by again, so things are a little behind because we had to give them this tour. And we truly do trust our manufacturer that is US based and uses US sourced materials for our probiotic. And so I had shared that I was kind of down because those one star reviews can really hurt. And especially when they even say in the review, like, we didn't even try this. That really hurts. And so I kind of talked about how I was coaching myself through it, because that's what I do in the Lifted Life group. I try not to just say, wah, this is hard. Instead, I said, how can I use this? Well, this is a message that maybe my marketing isn't that clear. So I went in and changed some lingo on our website over at liftednaturals.com. And from there, though, one of our group members who's been loving our probiotics went in and left a review on our Bifidus Mood Boost saying, 5 stars, mood boost for sure. And here's what he or she said. First of all, I love these family-owned businesses, these mom-and-pop shops. Coming from a small town, I definitely understand the value of these shopping experiences and products. The people that make it have a closer connection with the product and their customers on a more personal level. From the first week we started taking these prebiotics, probiotics, I saw an immediate change in both mood and digestion for my husband and I. It is very true when they say that your gut is your second brain. I have also noticed that my skin is having less hormonal breakouts. I'm assuming it's because I got, little typo for them. It's finally getting more balance. My gut, I think is what they meant, is finally getting more balance, and I'm not holding as many toxins as I probably used to. There are very few things I reorder again and again on Amazon. This is definitely one I keep coming back for. So obviously that was a really nice thing to read, and we really appreciated that customer. So if you are one of our customers and you've been waiting to leave a review, we would love for you to go do that. And as I mentioned in the last episode, we will be doing a selfie challenge soon. Usually I talk about it for like a couple weeks before I actually do it, you know, to build the excitement, or because the kids are home from school and I'm busy. One or the other. There's an abundance of time though, people. An abundance of time. anyway, so that was a review for our Bifidus Mood Boost. That's our probiotic with prebiotic that's more sensitive and just has the Bifidus strains, 30 billion CFUs. You can find that over at shop.liftednaturals.com or on Amazon. So thanks for tuning in this week. Hopefully you found something useful. Do you have any roundup words that you wanted to say? You kind of looked at me. Funny. No?
I think we got it.
All right. Thanks again for listening. Have an amazing week, and we'll see you next time.